You're hearing Chris Duhl on San Antonio station for breaking news. San Antonio's news talk station, 550 KTSA.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said?
Touch me!
What was that promise that
you made? The promise that was made was for a fair and accurate count of the votes. That's why when you touch that touch screen electronic voting machine, as an American, not only should we believe that the vote is going to be accurate, but there should be absolutely no doubt. We should be guaranteed that that vote is accurate. But we're hearing about problems in Florida. We're hearing about problems across America. And even though Bexar County Elections Administrator Jackie Callinan has been on this radio station saying, oh, come on, there's nothing to worry about in Bexar County, we are getting reports of some problems in Bexar County. And we're going to, in fact, in a moment, we're going to bring on board State Representative Jose Menendez to tell us about that. Before we do, let's speak with one of the foremost experts on electronic voting machines and their problems in America. He is a radio talk show host. He is a blogger. He is an investigative journalist is what he is when it comes especially to electronic voting machines. His blog is bradblog.com. Brad Friedman, welcome back to KTSA.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
You know what? I guess I'm supposed to be good because our Bexar County Elections Administrator came on this radio station on Friday and said, you know what? Because our ES&S electronic voting machines don't use a memory card because they're personalized electronic ballots, we have nothing to worry about in Bexar County, that they're all okay. Should I believe that, Brad?
No, you shouldn't believe anybody or anything. You should find out for yourself. I don't know which kind of, do they use the optical scan or the touchscreen down there in Bexar County?
Touchscreen.
Oh, well, then touchscreens can not only be hacked, but they're inaccurate, and this has been shown time and time and time again. I mean, you know, the question for the election administrator down there is, what is their security like, and most importantly, what are they going to do to audit those election results at the close of elections so that when they announce the results, there is any sort of scientific certainty that the results are actually accurate. They, you know, they don't audit these things, and they just presume that whatever the machine says is correct, and that is a, as you know, a horrible assumption to make given the, you know, the machines that have failed around the country and have been shown time and again to be hackable and inaccurate.
Well, as you track these stories around the country at bradblog.com, Brad, I knew I was going to have you on today to talk about electronic voting machines, and our senior reporter, J.T. Street, stepped in here a number of minutes ago, and he said, we've got breaking news about voting machine problems in Bexar County after the elections administrator assured us there would be no problems here, and he spoke with our state representative from District 124, State Representative Jose Menendez. In fact, I've got him on our 550 Newsmaker line right now. Representative Jose Menendez, welcome back to KTSA.
Hey, Chris. It's always good to be with you and your listeners.
Good to talk with you, sir. We're also online from the West Coast with Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. Now, J.T. Street is telling me you have had constituents report to you that already in early voting here in Bexar County, they have experienced irregularities, and I guess that's a nice way of putting it, irregularities with these electronic voting machines. Talk to me about that.
Well, we have a teacher who lives in our district who went to the polls, and this lady, she's a 10-year teacher here in Northside Independent School District, teaches a gifted and talented program, and went in to vote, and when she voted for all, touched all of the candidates that she wanted to vote for, during her review, during the summary, one of the candidates that she was voting for did not show up. And she actually had to go through it two or three times. She said, well, maybe I made a mistake, went back to the beginning, until finally she had to ask an election judge to come over I don't know what finally the election judge had to do, but it eventually all the candidates that she were voting, that she had planned to vote for, came up on the summary. Then she hit the vote button. So there were two issues that I have, and I've heard a second report where someone hit on a straight party vote, hit the summary button, and the machine.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Stunning.
So, you know, my issue is this. I want two things to happen as of today, hopefully. Everyone listening, when they go vote, please review and check and double-check that the people you want to vote for, the way you want to vote, shows up in the summary, number one. But number two, I've already asked. I've made a request to our legislative council in Austin, Texas, to start to draft legislation that will require that elections cast in Texas have some sort of paper trail. I'm sick to my stomach. If you think about it, guys, this country made a concerted effort to count every vote when the Iraqi citizens went to the polls. We owe it to our forces serving there and our veterans to make sure that every vote here at home is given the same protection.
Could I jump in with a quick question?
Sure.
The machines that you're using down there do not even have the touchscreen machines do not even have a paper trail on them?
They do not.
Oh, man.
They do not. And let me tell you, many of our senior citizens already feel like, okay, well, what happens if there's a close election? We're known for close elections down here in San Antonio and South Texas. How do you have a recount? I would like to see, when you hit vote, that a machine spit out a printout copy of how you voted. You can look at it, verify it, and then on your way out, you drop it in a can, to only to be used in the case of a recount or of a contested election.
Absolutely. That makes so much sense.
Well, of course it does. I would suggest, of course, it's to be used to audit those touchscreen votes, because it can say one thing on the paper and something else on the machine. But either way, of course you need that paper record. And these ES&S machines, just so you know, I think there are actually ones with paper trails, so to speak, but they have already failed and have flipped votes. We're being told now in Florida and Missouri, the same ES&S machines, and it's an absolute outrage. And I might suggest, while the early voting is still going on, that you go into that election administrator and say, look, can we have emergency paper ballots be made available at the voter's option, or if the machines don't work? I mean, this is just common sense. You know, you've got a situation down there. You know, forget about the fact that there's no paper trail and they can't be recounted. If those systems go down on election day, as they have in primaries across the country, people are going to be turned away from the polls, period. So why not have a piece of paper that people can vote on in the event of a machine failure, or if they feel that their vote will be more secure, just like those votes in the democracy that we're fighting for around the world? Let's bring some of that back here to America.
Of course. That makes all the sense in the world. I mean, can you guys imagine going to any ATM machine anywhere in the world, doing a withdrawal, and not getting a receipt?
Bingo!
Don't we value our democracy and our votes at least as much as we do going our transactions at a financial institution?
And the irony there, Representative Menendez, is a lot of these companies that make electronic voting machines also make ATMs. And when you talk about a withdrawal or a deposit, imagine anybody depositing money in your bank, either via an ATM or a teller, and not getting a receipt for your deposit. I think that's a beautiful analogy, and I think that's exactly what we're up against here.
Well, it's an outrage, because these guys have known this all along. The voting machine companies knew this all along. Congress and the elections administrators knew that all along. And in fact, there are machines made by ES&S that do have those, you know, touchscreen machines that do have such a form of receipt. But whoever your election administrator is down there decided, I guess, that it wasn't important enough.
Well,
I have to give her some defense. I'll tell you, I called her on Saturday to complain about this, and she called me back immediately Saturday and asked me for the details of what had happened, and also supported my effort to create legislation that would call for a paper trail on the machines. And so she
is there any reason that she could not have done that? I mean, look, I've been reporting this story for now 2 years. We have all known this was coming. All election administrators knew this was coming. And frankly, their jobs are now on the line here, because they can't admit that they screwed up. And the fact is, she should have known that long ago, and she should have made sure you had an accountable democracy down there in Bexar County. It's common sense.
I couldn't agree with you more. We, you know, it's interesting. Of all places, the one place that has a common sense solution, you guys may or may not be aware of this, but California had e-voting throughout the state. Recently, they did away with all their e-voting unless they had a significant paper trail. And so every place in California except for some counties in San Diego or the San Diego County are voting on paper ballots versus electronic voting today.
Let me actually clear up just a little confusion on that because I'm actually in California.
Oh, okay.
There is a paper trail required in California, but there is no law that it actually has to be counted. And that's what's going on.
Oh, how nice.
That's what's going on in San Diego and Kern County and actually counties all around California where they have these. Fact of the matter is these touchscreen systems that give these so-called paper trails, I got to tell you, it's a scam. They're not counted. We need more than receipts or paper trails or paper records. We need paper ballots that are countable and that actually are counted by elections officials.
State Representative Menendez, I'm short on time here, but I want to tell you, and I know Brad Friedman will back me up on this as well, as you fight to put this legislation through, assuming you are reelected, and you know, you got to be reelected through these electronic voting machines, so that's a perilous journey right there. Anything you need from me, and I'm sure Brad will bang that drum as well from Southern California, to make this happen, to put the pressure on our legislators that... This is our democracy and our Constitution at stake here. I think this is a grave, grave issue, and it must be addressed. I think it's huge, and I applaud your taking the action to try to do something about this.
I appreciate that. I'll be in touch with both of you to make sure that we can get this legislation passed, hopefully. And hopefully, and more importantly, I'd like to know where the gubernatorial candidates stand on whether or not they would sign this legislation.
That's a huge, huge point. Our thanks to State Representative Jose Menendez, and we will continue with Brad Friedman at bradblog.com. Go check his blog out as well during the break, bradblog.com. More on electronic voting machines coming right up. KTSA Time, 620. See.
Very independent. He's Chris Duhl on San Antonio's News Talk Station, 550 KTSA.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
I don't want to touch this. I don't want touchscreen voting. I don't want electronic voting machines. I've made the prediction here. Election night is going to be fraught with meltdowns and absolute hell across the country. And if these early indications are any snapshot of what could happen here in Bexar County as well. In fact, I've got Brad Friedman on the line right now from bradblog.com. Brad, you have agreed. I hope to speak with you again before this election, certainly. But I have already asked you to join me the day after this election, so we can walk through all of the meltdowns that will have occurred across the country. When do you think the people of this country are going to say, enough is enough, I want my democracy back?
Well, you know, you say you want me to join you the day after this election, and I'm just wondering what day that will actually be. In truth, there is so many wild cards here in play coming up in this election, the meltdowns you're talking about. I hope and pray we're done with this damn thing by Christmas. But given the mess that we have on our hands, given how little has been done about it, I'm quite concerned for where we may be heading, Chris.
Now, you talk about this. You are banging this drum. You've been banging it for years. You are investigating all over the country. People from all over the country and around the world visit your website. Do you think the message is getting out? Do you think there's an outrage? I always ask the question, where's the outrage? Where is the outrage across America on this?
Well, you know, I think the people get it, but it's really been both the media and the politicians who have come at this way too late. You know, we're finally now seeing coverage in the New York Times and the Washington Post and elsewhere. Time Magazine did a story today, but you know what? It would have been a great story in Time Magazine had they done it a year and a half ago. Such as it is now, it's, you know, the data is already out of date, and frankly, it is now too late to do much of a damn thing about it. That's what's irritating to me, and the fact that these media folks, you know, didn't jump in. The information was there. I was reporting it, certainly at bradblog.com, but it has been there for months in America by not reporting on this stuff before it became a problem for which there really now is very little solution.
for the people who are going to wake up the day after the election listening to this show right now, Brad, across South Texas, we blast into 99 counties across South Texas and worldwide on the internet at KTSA.com. The people who wake up and wonder if their vote counted the night before and would like to do something about this, what should we do? Should we be talking to our representatives like Jose Menendez? What can we do to try to change this?
Folks need to raise holy hell after this election is over, whenever that is. But, you know, they need to take action beforehand. He was talking about the votes that were flipping and candidates not showing up. Look, you got to go in on with these touchscreen machines, paperless touchscreen machines that you guys use down there. Bring a video camera with you. When the votes flip, when the candidates don't show up, document that on videotape. We'll get that out on the on YouTube at velvetrevolution.us, videothevote.org. We've got to tell the story with videotape. We can do it now so that we don't have another situation as we did after 04, where folks run around for 2 years calling guys like me, crazy conspiracy theorists.
I've only got seconds left. Legally, we can legally walk in with a video camera and videotape our vote?
As far as I understand it, yes, absolutely.
Tell you what, I'm early voting this week. I'm going in with a video camera, Brad, and I'm going to report back and tell you and tell our listeners how that turns out. So
we have to do that. This is our country, our democracy on the line. You got to take action now.
Bradblog.com, the most comprehensive site, in my view, for reporting on this story. Brad Friedman, thanks for joining us. We'll talk again this week if possible.
Thanks, Chris. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks so much. Tell me something good coming right up. KTSA Time, 6:30.